91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk about what they're working on in school, ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Olivia Austin. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. What do you do at the U of A?
I'm going to be a senior this year. I'm studying biomedical engineering. I work in the tissue optics lab at Bio5 Institute. What's really cool about where I work is that we have a lot of different people coming in, a lot of different perspectives. We work with people from the College of Medicine, Department of Physiology, optical engineering, as well as biomedical engineering. And we're working on using imaging technology to detect ovarian cancer in its early stages, earlier than it's currently possible in the clinic.
That's wonderful. Early detection is key, yes?
Yes, certainly. So we've actually done quite a few studies that have shown that if we're able to catch it early, we actually reduce the chance of somebody dying from cancer by about, goodness, at least 80%. It's a very big deal, early detection.
So how do people find out? Is it part of a regular checkup?
Right. So it is very silent, which makes it difficult to diagnose. And it is the fifth biggest killer of women in the United States, cancer-wise. Our end goal in the lab is to develop an endoscope that can be used transvaginally to image the ovaries so that we can see early on when the cancer is going to form. And the way you know that is that you know you're predisposed based on your genetics. So you would have to know that you have a family history of ovarian cancer is definitely a telltale sign, or there are specific genes that you can be tested for to see if you're predisposed. But you do have to have that information in order to know that you need this regular checkup.
Right, so it wouldn't be something that was just automatically part of your annual exam.
Right, and like you're saying, there aren't any big symptoms until the disease has already progressed pretty far. That's one of the big challenges.
A lot of different people come together to work in the lab. What's the lab scene like there?
Our big project right now is imaging of mouse ovaries. So we're actually looking at a mouse model of ovarian cancer. At this point, you can't just look at a picture of an ovary and be like, this has cancer or this does not have cancer.
Right.
So we're going through a lot of imaging trials and we're able to image it. We're using three different imaging modalities. We're looking at optical coherence tomography, which is an analog to ultrasound, multiphoton microscopy, and fluorescence microscopy. We're looking at all three of these different. So we're taking a bunch of different images for one mouse. Instead of taking one image of 10 different mice, we're taking 10 different images of one mouse.
Good, because then you can kind of cross-reference because it's the same ovary.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so that's what's really cool is we can look across these different modalities and be absolutely certain whether we're looking at cancer or not.
So that's basically like having three different maps of the same location. You got your topo gigio, and you've got your glow-in-the-dark one, and then you've got some crazy photon map.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, thanks for doing that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So you're a senior.
Yes.
Oh, what are you going to do after you graduate?
I've got a couple of different paths that I can take. So biomedical engineering is a pretty niche field and it's pretty new. A lot of people, when you say that you're getting your degree in biomedical engineering, they're like, their first question is, what does that mean?
Yeah, because, it's like a superhero movie kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of different things that can mean, a lot of different directions you can take it. My ultimate goal is to do prosthetic design and testing. It's not necessarily something that you can just dive right into right out of undergrad, so I might not be able to immediately get a job in industry, but I'm going to just kind of apply across the board. As my senior year progresses, I'm going to apply to graduate school as well as to industry jobs and just see where it takes me. I know I want to build stuff, so that's what I want to do.
Best wishes to you, Olivia.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll go somewhere awesome.
Thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
Of course I do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like what?
It changes based on the day. Nowadays, I'm listening to a lot of soul hip-hop stuff. I actually just saw Kehlani at the Rialto Theater, so I'm kind of in that mode a little bit. My timeless favorite will always be Willie Nelson. I listened to Willie Nelson growing up, and I saw him in concert last semester, and it was just so cathartic, you know, like hearing this man's voice forever for years and years and years. Yeah. Then you see him in person. It was so cool. So he's definitely my favorite. But
oh, I'll have to show you. Have you seen his new CD?
I've heard a couple of tracks off of it, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, right on. I'll show it to you.
Okay,
check
cool.
Thanks for coming to KXCI.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course.